As we're thinking about the impacts of fire on our fields, we also need to think about the effect of nutrients in the soil. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information for you to apply it on your farm. Now, as we think about the effect of nutrients, it's important to understand how these major nutrients in the corn or wheat residue react to fire. First, we'll talk about phosphorus and potassium. These are two nutrients in the residue that will likely be on the ground in ashes. Since both phosphorus and potassium will be in the ashes, they'll be on the soil surface unless they're blown away by the wind. Now, if this ash is blown away, how much does that equal for phosphorus? Well, there's not great numbers that I could come up with, but approximately 3.2 pounds of P2O5 is removed per ton of corn silage. This would be similar because you're removing all of the above ground material. The thing to remember is that 3.2 pounds of P2O5 per ton include the roughly 0.33 pounds of P2O5 that's removed per bushel of grain. Now, we've already removed that and actually probably have it in our soil test recommendations, but we need to remember that we're also going to lose P2O5 in that residue if that ash blows away. Now, nitrogen and sulfur are both nutrients that are lost when the residue burns. They both have very low temperature thresholds, and considering the temperatures of the fire, they volatilize very easily. This means that nitrogen and sulfur are lost into the air. Now, research from Iowa State shows that the corn stalk residue is 0.6% nitrogen. Now, when trying to figure out how much that really is, we really need to know how much residue was present on the field before the fire. Also, in a publication from Iowa State, I found that the amount of residue is approximately equal to the pounds of grain on a dry matter basis. So let me simplify a dry land corn sample calculation for you. For corn yielding about 140 bushel per acre, that equals 7,840 pounds of grain, and that would be roughly the same amount for residue. So if our residue is about 0.6% nitrogen, we multiply that by the 7840 and get 47 pounds of nitrogen that would have been lost with the fire. Now, it's important to understand that even if we didn't have that fire, that 47 pounds of nitrogen wouldn't have been available immediately for the next crop. This nitrogen was tied up in the residue, so it actually had to be converted to a usable form of nitrogen via decomposition. And the soil microbes also use some of that nitrogen for food and energy. Therefore, the amount available for next year's crop would have been a pretty small amount and would have become available over a long period of time. So the effect of the fire on the nitrogen may not have had a huge effect on the subsequent crop, but may show up a bit more in the long-term nitrogen cycling. Now, as we've talked through all of these nutrients, phosphorus and potassium being in the ash, and the nitrogen and sulfur being lost in the air, it solidifies in my mind that there might be a benefit to soil sampling that burnt area in the field separately from the rest of the field. It's possible that we'll see a difference for some of those soil nutrients, maybe with the phosphorus especially. It is likely that we'll see the biggest difference in the top couple of inches of soil because that's where the nutrients would be cycling from the decomposition of that residue. If you have any questions on this, please give me, Jeannie Falk Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. I also have a link to the Iowa State article that I referenced on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.